This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There you are, minding your own business, watching a movie or a TV show, and some totally gratuitous product placement comes on. Maybe a car, or a computer, or a soda brand, or something. And a point of fact, while product placement has been around for a very long time, Big Soda is at the modern root of it all. Kevin Lincoln is a senior editor at Vulture. His story on the topic at hand is titled, You Can Blame Soda Brands for the Rise in Product Placement in Entertainment. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Coca-Cola basically is where we go to find the genesis of product placement?
Yeah, you know, Coke was sort of the major first adopter of the practice of product placement. They turned the practice of product placement into an art rather than just sort of an incidental opportunity.
And in fact, I mean, just to get this out there, they eventually buy a movie studio, for crying out loud.
Right. So they buy Columbia Pictures for $750 million, which at the time, studios had been a part of companies with diverse interests like Gulf and Western. But Coke buying Columbia was a big change because this was a soft drink company buying a movie studio, just wholesale.
Right. Do we then see Coke products more in Columbia movies? And they made some big films, too.
Right. They did. So when Coke bought Columbia, they had just gotten a new head honcho, and Coke hadn't been doing that well.
Right.
So he bought Columbia also right before the launch of Diet Coke. So it became sort of a symbolic start to a new and very lucrative era for Coke.
There is also actually a Pepsi sort of slapback, if you will, that comes out of this whole Coke thing, right? And it goes to Back to the Future.
Right, exactly. So when you have Coke purchasing the studio, all of a sudden it's like doubling down on their sort of enormous influence. And Pepsi basically thinks like, well, it's either now or never in terms of trying to compete. And I think through knowing the producers on Back to the Future 1, they managed to get a pretty prominent Pepsi placement in Back to the Future 1. And so the idea then that came to them that in Back to the Future 2, they could go a step farther and create an entirely new Pepsi product for the movie.
That exists only in that universe,
only
right?
Isn't that
the deal? Yeah, Pepsi
Perfect.
Right.
But, you know, the interesting thing about that is Pepsi Perfect isn't just product placement. You know, it's a step up where the product becomes a part of the narrative.
The other one you pull out is Reese's spending $1 million to get those little Reese's pieces that E.T. leaves in the woods. Or maybe it's Henry. I don't even know. Leaves in the woods in E.T.
Right. And the most interesting thing about that is that Spielberg had wanted M&Ms.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
Oh, that's
so Spielberg
great.
Wanted M&Ms and they were not interested. And so Reese's Pieces said, all right, well, we'll do that. And Reese's Pieces was not at that time a particularly well-known product. And so they took advantage of it. And it was a huge boon for the product. And that $1 million they spent is also kind of a unique deal because they didn't pay it directly to the makers of E.T. They spent it on advertising for the movie.
Right. Does it work? I mean, if I, you know, I love Reese's Pieces, but that's not what made me love Reese's Pieces, seeing E.T. in the woods, for crying out loud.
Right. It does actually work, which is the most interesting thing about it. You look at that heyday of product placement in the 80s. Kind of my favorite example are the Tom Cruise Ray-Ban partnership, because you look at Top Gun and you look at Risky Business. Wayfarers and aviators become a part of the image of cool that is projected by Cruise in Risky Business and in Top Gun. And it boosted Ray-Ban sales considerably. I believe it actually more or less saved Wayfarers as a brand. But yeah, it works when it's done in a way that is both subtle but unmistakable.
Kevin Lincoln writes on movies for Vulture and New York Magazine. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.